Text for meditation this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The Lord bless the reading of His word.
The title of my message today is In Spiritual Warfare by Prayer and Supplication. The word supplication, supplicate, means to pray earnestly. Because it is a fight with Satan, spiritual warfare. We cannot win by any other means but by relying on the Lord. Therefore, we must, by prayer and supplication, by prayer and even earnest prayer, in order that we may understand further, we shall read the same passage once again. Please turn to the word that you may know more of the Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to verse 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In one word, we are wrestling against Satan. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication and earnest prayer in the Spirit, and watching therefore with the perseverance and supplication for all saints. Paul teaches us in Ephesians 6:18 that in spiritual warfare we should be praying always with all prayer, earnest prayer in the Spirit, watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication to pray for the saints. The opposite, however, is true of us, that we do not pray. The hymn, "Ere you left the room this morning, did you think to pray?" already admits we are a prayerless people, including the pastor. Let us turn to the hymn, the last one, 362, the last one. We have not sung it yet. Let me sing it for you. "Ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? In the name of Christ our Savior, did you ask for loving favor as a shield today? Oh, how praying rest the weary, prayer will change the night today. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray." Let us pray. May God help us to become a praying people. I can remember how when the rains, the bombs are raining down on us during the Japanese war, too many of you are too young, you do not know anything about the terribleness of the Japanese war. Well, at that time we cried to the Lord very urgently. But now peace is reigning supreme, there is no need to pray. So we do not pray. But neither do we teach our children to pray before they go to bed at night and after they rise in the morning. Nor do we teach them to give thanks for our three meals. Calvin says, when we eat and do not pray, we are like the animals. And how true it is. Yes, even we are ashamed to pray when we go and eat out in a restaurant. We even have our own built-up reason, relying on Calvin, that since God knows in advance all that happens to us, He will take care of us in everything. So why pray? But Paul, whose theological teaching is Calvinistic, rejects our erroneous thinking when he says that we should be always praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication, earnest prayer for all saints. Yes, I admit, we are a prayerless people, including myself. But I began to repent when I realized how Paul rejects our wrong ideas about Calvin, whether God will take care of my needs or not. It is my duty to cry out to Him, because Jesus says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. The more I cry out to Him, He blesses, the more He blesses me. The more He blesses me, the more I cry out to Him. For does not Paul, again, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Today's topic is on prayer. Pray without ceasing. So I found a secret, is to pray always. If I misplace a book, I pray. And finally, I get it back. You try it. You ask not because you have not, because you ask not again. That is what James tells us. Be a praying people. Now we do not only cultivate a prayerful life, but as an elder of the church, I am empowered to pray for the sick, that they may be healed. James 4, verse 14 to 16 says, is any of you among you sick? Let him call the elders of the church and let him pray, let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. When we are at odds with one another, we wish one another madness, which is very displeasing to the Lord. We should always help one another, pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So to live in prayer, it must be a righteous man, a man respected by the church, and should call someone to live in prayer. Yes, from a prayerless life to a prayerful life, to becoming an elder of the church, and even empowered to pray for the sick, that they may be healed. Let me give you two testimonies of the Lord's blessing in my ministry as pastor of Life Church, that even I was greatly surprised. The first one, I was called upon to pray for the healing of an infant boy, healing from leukemia. And as the parents were so desperate, they even influenced me to baptize the child. The parents, one was a Roman Catholic, the other was a Muslim. She was a Malay. They promised to become Christians. After my prayer, the boy recovered from leukemia the next 2 days. It really surprised me even. And that was according to the surprise doctors. of the Singapore General Hospital. Finally, the family of 7 more children with a Catholic father and a Muslim mother were all baptized by me at Life Church. And we all continue to go to church even to this day, especially the leukemia boy now grown up. The second craze was even more amazing. Please listen carefully. She was the wife of a Life Church deacon. And was healed instantly with the applying of the olive oil. There is nothing magic about the olive oil, but that is taught in the Bible. The Bible dictionary tells us oil here means olive oil. And it happened I was accompanied by Reverend John Grolley, missionary from America to teach at Far Eastern Bible College. The Life Church deacon's wife came to Life Church that very week to testify how she recovered. Even with a rosy cheek, the moment she felt healed. I see this actually with my own eyes. Her face was yellowish. But after our prayer, suddenly I saw a surge of rosiness coming on the cheek. The American missionary, Dr. Reverend John Grolley, and his wife were in church to witness the truth of the event. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. So let us repeat Paul's teaching according to Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and earnest prayer in the Spirit, and watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let us learn to live a prayerful life and not remain in a playful life. Let us learn to live a prayerful life before our children and grandchildren, that they will come to Christ. Amen.